Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Oh, this!
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, listeners. This is Nikki Outlaw bringing to you Baby Mama Talk Live on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday evening, July 10th, 2012. We thank you for coming and tuning in once again with us. For those returning listeners, we thank you for your support. And yes, again, this is Baby Mama Talk on Lawless Radio. Baby Mama Talk is nothing to do with baby mama or daddy drama, but about real issues, real topics that affect everyday people. And just sitting, like if you were sitting in your living room, out with your girls, out with your boys, having a conversation. Along with me tonight are my wonderful, wonderful two co-hosts. Say good evening to our listeners, KD.
Hey, what's up?
And she, KD, is coming straight from Maryland. We love her dearly. And coming up from South Carolina, Miss Lady Q.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
And tonight's topic is sexuality versus spirituality. Can you really keep them apart, or are some of us out there able to merge the two? I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Lady Q, who's going to start us off with our topic this evening.
So sexuality and spirituality got me thinking, and so I wanted to ask you guys a question. I personally don't go to church. I consider myself spiritual. I have a very close relationship with God, but I don't attend church. But I wanted to know, especially for Nikki, does being, quote, Christian or religious, does it keep you from being freaky in the bedroom?
Okay, you had to call me out like that.
Oh, no, I meant just from a bad thing.
What is it? Is it because of some of my businesses that I have? Is that why?
Oh no! Just because of the religious thing, I thought. Well, I'm gonna ask Nikki that because I'm really curious. You know, for the one in church.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? For those of our returning listeners, y'all know that I can continue on with the conversation and keep the topic. So I'm gonna table and let KD answer and give her opinion before I come and give you mine.
Okay.
Ask that question again.
Does being Christian or being religious, being really, you know, involved in your religion, keep you from being freaky in the bedroom? Meaning, can the two coexist together? Can you, you know, have a good relationship with God and still get down when you need to get down?
Yes, you can. You can still have your relationship with God and still get it in the bedroom. That's what I understand. What does sexuality have to do with spirituality? You know, sex is sex. And, you know.
Well, okay, I'm gonna bring myself in here. To answer your question, I think it's kind of a twofold. I consider myself also very spiritual. I consider myself also a Christian. I believe in, you know, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for me, and, you know, for my sins to be gone and for me to live forever after, and anything I do, then I need to also still repent. But I'm also spiritual because of my upbringing. Those who are close to me and my family know that we are pretty much as much black as I am Native American, because both of my grandparents, you know, that's how close we are still with the you know, our Indian background. So, you know, when you're brought up as from an Indian Native American's perspective, they believe in what they call Great Spirit. So I was brought up with, you know, the Native American teaching as well as the church teaching. And like most Black Americans were brought, you know, you usually start off as a Baptist and then you move and go wherever. As far as, in my opinion, as far as, let's say, if we go to the religious part, and I have some really strict religious friends, and we, you know, we love having, actually right before the show I was having a conversation with somebody. But, you know, there, I think, and this kind of might help your question, Katie, is the fact that when it comes to sexuality and spirituality and religion in the bedroom, from a religious perspective, I think it's because when you it gets to the marriage, mm-hmm. a holy union, you know, two people bound by the grace of God, and nobody else can, you know, I can't repeat all that stuff, but, you know, nobody else can break apart and blah, blah, blah. That's their holy union. That's their spirituality. That's what they're supposed to do only with, you know, God. But then you have those who are, you know, who are spiritual, and we're, you know, in my, you know, my opinion, I feel that you still can have a spirituality and a sexuality at the same time. Now, not to be confused, audience, with the Jane and John who is spreading their stuff to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sue, Mary, and Jane. That's, you know, that I consider to be a difference. That's somebody who just don't give a hoot.
No, that's just promiscuous.
Right. There you go. You know, but the person who is like myself, and probably Katie, you know, if we're, you know, I'm spiritual, and whoever I'm going to be with, you know, and if I choose to be in a intimate relationship with them, then I'm combining my spirituality and sexuality together. And yes, you can be behind closed doors as freaky as you want. I know, because I know y'all were probably going, okay, we should get into it. Yes, I think you can. Now, and if you're really in tune with that person, I mean, y'all know what I'm saying. If you're really in tune with it, then, you know, they're going to, you know, you're both going to be on that level. And I think that's also, that's another question or comment here is that, you know, when you're in a relationship with an individual, there are several questions that you're supposed to be asking that individual from the very beginning before you even get to the intimate level, to the sexuality level. And one of those is, you know, not just where is this relationship going, how do you, you know, where do you see us, or what, you know, however you word whatever question you want to word it, but is, you know, if spirituality / religion, you know, depending on who you are, no matter what that is, you need to, that's one of those questions you got to bring up front. Because if, you know, whether you're going to church every single Sunday, every single Wednesday, every single Tuesday, whenever you have Bible study, Sunday school, vocational Bible study, because most everybody right now, it's the summer, and, you know, everybody got vocational Bible school almost every single week. There's somebody's, you know, church has a Bible, you know, vocational Bible school going on. Whatever the case and whatever your spirituality is and whatever your belief is, you need to have that conversation with the other party, because you don't want to get down a road where, what is it, unequally yoked?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be down that road and you're thinking one way, and since I'm a female, he's thinking another, and then you're, you know us females, I mean, y'all know how we are. Some of us wear everything on our shoulders. You can see it. It has a big gigantic flashing neon sign. And then you're turning around and you're like all upset and a huff and a puff calling whoever type of friends you have. To, oh, you know, he just told me. Well, you know what? You set yourself up. You set yourself up because if you don't explore those conversations and expectations early, then you won't get hurt later. Anybody, y'all following me?
Right, right.
But
conversations should also include, you know, just as much as important to talk about, you know, your spirituality and where you're going in the relationship. Your sexuality is important to discuss as well. Health for health reasons, for compatibility reasons. I'm one of those people that very early on in a situation, I'm going to just put it all out there because that's just me anyway. But I definitely am going to just
no,
have a
raw. No, that's not you.
And I'm going to ask you, you know, raw and upfront questions. You may be squirming in your seat a little bit, but I'm just going to ask you straight and upfront questions because, you know, you can ask me. And it's something that you need to know before you get into the bedroom, outside
exactly.
of a lust-filled encounter, you know, and you just kind of fall into this situation because we've all been there, we've all done that, and those don't turn out too well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
no.
speak for everybody else. I know in my situation I've had that happen, and it's definitely not worked out very well at all. And so mm-hmm. as I got older, mm-hmm. I learned, well, we need to talk about this ahead of time while we're sitting at Applebee's having lunch, and that's a shout out to my husband.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. That's why I said you need to have these conversations ahead of time. You know, because yes, when we're all young, we do some stupid things. We don't ask the questions. We get our hearts broken. We get our hearts stomped on. And that goes for the men. I mean, those men out there, and if y'all are listening, y'all know it's true. Y'all try to act all big and bad, but I have a lot of male friends, and they will come and tell me, oh, XYZ just broke my heart, and I've seen tons of men cry because of whatever happened. It's, you know, it's just what happens. We need to open up those doors of communication, and you need to ask those pertinent, important, substantial questions. Sexuality and spirituality are one of those two topics that you also need to, you know, bring up. Not just, you know, how many kids you want, if you believe in marriage, if you believe in blah, blah. But, you know, you need to also, if you are a female or a male, and religion, spirituality, whatever you want to call it, whatever you believe, if you go to church every Sunday, you need to be asking that female, religion's very important to me. What's your take on it? How do you feel? Get those honest questions answered up front. And it also, with, like Katie said, also with the spirituality, ladies and gentlemen, we are... I'm going to say it like Lady Q said. I mean, it's going to be wrong. We are freaks. Y'all are. You know it. You're closet
exactly.
freaks. You know you
right.
are. I am
Don't
saying it
say.
Right now on live radio. You are freaks. Stop hiding behind the closet. Bring it out. You know you are. What's that song back in the day? You want a lady in the streets and a freak in the bedroom. Y'all remember that? I mean, hello, we are all not, you know, angels here. But, you know, everybody has a little freakiness. Everybody has a strong sexuality. I mean, hello, if we didn't, women, co-hosts, y'all agree with me here or don't, but if we didn't have a strong sexuality, would we be wearing what some of the stuff we'd be wearing?
No. Sexuality is everything. If you understand your sexuality, you could have a better life, actually. Sexuality comes with emotional lives, family lives, culture, you know, religious, like we're saying now, spirituality and ethical values. Sexuality comes with everything, your upbringing, your experience, everything. Sexuality
right.
is very important.
It is very important. And it's very important to teach our young kids at the same time. Because, like, I tell my daughter all the time, and I tell my nieces all the time, you are beautiful. That's a part of sexuality. That's affirming who they are and that they are gorgeous. They don't have to go out here in this world on the street corner on somebody in the store to get that confirmation. Look in the mirror.
Absolutely. And that's very important.
It is.
So important.
It, because a lot of, like me coming up, my aunts and my mom, they all tell me all the time, oh, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. So going outside and hearing a man telling me that is like, oh, I already know because I already heard it at home. So my little cousins coming up now, I tell them all the time, well, you're cute, you're beautiful. You know, like I just let them know that they're beautiful. So hearing it from outside is just nothing. It's nothing for
right.
them to
and
hear that.
And it keeps them humble. It keeps them humble because you're right. If you hear it and you tell your kids, even boys, you're handsome. I tell my nephews all the time, you're so handsome, you're cute, you're adorable. Because it keeps them humble. And, Katie, you hit it on the nail. Because when they're outside and they hear it, they're not going to be conceited. They're not going to be like, oh, I need to go and find this type of affirmation in the wrong place. And we know what the wrong places are.
Exactly.
They, you know, they have it at home to reaffirm, again, that part, that one element of sexuality. And if you're already affirming, confirming the spirituality, the religion, and the sexuality at home, all of that combined, imagine the most beautiful people when they get older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be able to connect on so many different levels with another individual, you know, on a more intimate level. And I'm not talking about just sex people, because you can be intimate with your friends and intimate with your husband and your wife or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or whoever, and not always have to think that sexuality and intimacy is always a physical act. You can be intimate. Girlfriends, hello, we're three of us are talking right now, and y'all are basically almost kind of like listening into our private conversation. So we're being for real, and we're being intimate. We don't know who is listening. We don't know who is listening via the phone or via the web or archived. But, you know, we're pouring out our intimate opinions and thoughts every Tuesday night.
Exactly.
And that's a part of us sharing with you, a part, you know, who we are. And the three of us are just, we're just talking. And even when we bring our guests on, that's another form of intimacy and comfortability and, you know, that we all have with ourselves, which is also another form of sexuality. I mean, oh, wow. You know, girls, when we were talking about this topic earlier and how we were going to do it, it's amazing what comes out. I'm just finding it, you know, an awe factor right now.
Exactly.
I was thinking when you guys were talking, I'm sorry, Nikki, about your nieces and telling, you know, and Katie, your cousins telling them, you know, that they're beautiful and everything. It's important, I think, also. There's one thing I saw earlier this week in a chat room, and I'm not sure where the discussion started, but it became quite clear that there are a lot of people in the world who do not know about their own bodies. And that was interesting to me. Like I remember when I think I was 6 years old, and my mom got a book for me called Where Do I Come From? And it was a very child-friendly, it was drawn in cartoons and everything, but it showed a real woman and a real man, and they were a mommy and a daddy, and they were a husband and wife. I remember this story talking about that. And I don't remember all the details, but it just talked about intimacy and sexuality in a very childlike way. But it also talked about the body. Meaning calling everything what it is one thing we don't do in my house is, you know, calling our private parts pet names. It's a vagina, and you have a vagina.
Hello. Amen.
I need you to understand that it's a vagina. And there's women in the world who've never looked at themselves. I remember when I was a teenager, my mom, she said, you know, you need to get married. You need to know what you got down there, what you got going on, because nobody's going to know you better than you know you. You don't need to have somebody who is looking at you for the first time, and, you know, you're like, oh, what's that? You know, you have no idea what's going on down there besides just feeling. You need to see it and know how these parts work, know how these parts are supposed to be or smell. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little, but it's just a real fact, and it bothers me. There's so many women out there who don't have a clue, especially these young girls who don't have a clue what real sexuality is about. It's about knowing who you are, like Katie said, and it's about knowing what you have, not just these slang terms for our body parts that, you know, given by some man in a rap song. We're talking real knowledge, knowing everything.
I wholeheartedly agree. I totally agree, Lady Q. I totally agree. Because, I mean, you know, you and I both have daughters, and I have, you know, a five-year-old daughter, soon to be six in a couple of weeks. And actually, before we go on, we want to shout out Lady Q's baby. She's four today,
oh, yes.
Right?
Woo-hoo.
That's right.
Yes,
so, happy birthday.
Thank you.
But I agree, you know, and, you know, my daughter's five, and I have never used one slang regarding our body parts. She knows, you know, when she was, I don't know, maybe two, maybe one, I don't know, but she walked in, you know, our kids, if you got kids out there, you know, they walk in on you in the bedroom, the bathroom, don't matter. They just go in. They don't even care. They don't care. You know, you can say, get out, and they'd be like, okay, but why? I mean, because they're so curious at this age. But, I mean, she walked in, and I think I was putting my clothes on or whatever, but anyway, and she's like, Mommy, what are those? Because, you know, they're flat right now. They don't have any breasts. And I was like, oh, what are what, baby? And she's like, what are those up there on your chest, Mommy? And I'm like, those are breasts. That's what you will get eventually down the road, you know? And I'll be perfectly honest, you know, about a year and a half ago, she walked in on me again. And for those men who are listening, you know, sorry, but she, you know, she walked in on me when I was changing. It was a month, you know, our monthly cycle. And it almost scared my little daughter to death because, you know, all she thought Mommy was hurt. She went crying out of the bathroom to my grandmother, to her grandma, to my sisters, to, you know, who, I forgot, it was like a house full of people. And of course, you know, my daughter's like spreading.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the news. But the fact remains is I was like right then and there in front of everybody, you know, I sat her down. I said, well, you know what? They calm down first. And I explained to her right then and there, Mommy's not hurt. I'm okay. This is a part of life. And then I explained that particular life, you know, that cycle to her that she could understand, you know. And but I do. And even with my nephews, we don't nickname nothing. It's the penis. It's your testicles. It's your you know, your posterior. It's your legs. It's your, you know, we don't go through all that. It's your wing and what are some of those, you know, all those crazy. It's your hot dog. I'm like, it's nothing that, you know, none of that crap. It's what it is. But again, you know, I agree. You got to go with, you know, it is, you know, you learn when you're a child about your sexuality. I agree wholeheartedly. You learn about yourself. And if you are able to understand, Lady Q, you couldn't have put it better. If you are able to understand who you are and what you have on your body, then as you grow up, you know, and you get into that intimate relationship, yeah, you'll be A-okay. I mean, it's just, you know, I love it.
It's kind of common sense, but it's sad that it's not so common.
I don't know.
For me, it seemed normal. My mom always talked about it as far as any questions I had, any changes that were happening to me. I didn't ask my friends. and my mom always said that, you know, as a kid, she did the same thing. Her mom always said, why would you ask your other 13-year-old friends? They don't know. They're the same boat that you are. They have no idea. So you come and ask me, and she did the same thing with me. If I had a question, I knew who to ask, and I was going to ask my mother because – why would I ask my friends? You guys don't have a clue, and y'all are probably lying anyway.
Right.
You know, just making up stuff, getting information from Lord knows where. And it's worse nowadays. You know, I feel bad for the kids nowadays because there's so much stuff on the internet, and you can get so many mixed messages about what sexuality really is from just TV and the internet and all this exposure to it, because it just becomes where it's just sex, where sexuality is so much more than just sex. And it's, you know,
definitely,
a sad thing that they're not getting that message.
Definitely.
Yes.
Listeners, you have been, we're so thankful for y'all tuning in, but you are listening to Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw and Lady Q and KD every Tuesday from 8 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to take a little break, and we're going to listen to Anytime by Piano Man.
to introduce me properly. Hey. I'm Piano Man at the top. I sit opposite of you. So what you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school groove. I don't smoke, but I light you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Kiss up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a hairy on like Tyler in Medina. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan. Ask Mercedes, I'll bend you like compressor, man. You'll be falso, will I get low like your five heartbeats rapping cause you're breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't housing hard. First time that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, no matter.
Still
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw, co-host KD and Lady Q. We've been talking about sexuality versus spirituality. So hopefully y'all have been enjoying our conversation. And if any moment in time, if you're listening to us via the Lawless Radio, please hit up Lady Q. She can chat with you and bring your questions or comments to the air. And if you're online, I mean on the telephone with us and you want to chime in, all you got to do is push one and we'll bring you on the air. I'm going to turn it over to my other co-host, KD, to continue our topic.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to spirituality. Spirituality means something different to everyone. Spirituality to me is not being in church every Sunday, stomping, and I love the Lord, don't get me wrong, but stomping and screaming and faking the funk, that's not spirituality to me. Spirituality to me is just waking up in the morning and maybe going for a walk and, you know, saying your little prayers, having your little talk, maybe in your room and just alone, your alone time, reading your Bible and even doing yoga and meditation. That's spirituality. Just spirituality is a lot of different things, and people choose their different ways to express their spirituality. So what do you ladies think?
I absolutely agree with that. I am, like I said earlier, very spiritual, and I do all of that. I don't meditate as much as I used to. Like I said, my kids are just turning 4 today and 2, so I don't get much meditation time. But I do yoga, and I make sure that I'm always talking to God. We have a conversation daily about just anything, even if it's, oh, Lord, just give me some strength. It might be short conversation sometimes, but I'm very, very connected to my spirituality, very in tune with what God means to me and within myself. And I do not attend church, as I said earlier, but I do agree with Katie as far as it's a personal thing. You know, you don't have to go to church all the time as long as you are, you know, fellowshipping with people who believe that you believe and, you know, keeping God in your life and in your, you know, daily walk and daily struggle, then, you know, you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Y'all waiting for me. Well, you know, as I was saying earlier, you know, religion, you know, we have those who, as we've already stated, you know, are going, you know, to church, quote unquote, religiously. And in some aspects, not really religiously. They may want to go to get, you know, where they, you know, another person, another body, to confirm something that they read or to confirm something that they heard or even just to pick somebody's brain at the same time. So, you know, you have those individuals I do know who are spiritual but yet do go to church all the time, you know. But then you also have those who are spiritual, and I agree, who, you know, spirituality, religion, Christianity, God, he's wherever you are.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if you're one with him, then you're one with him. Whether it's in your office, sitting there, and you go, okay, you know what, I need a minute. I need 5 minutes. You close your door, and you and him have a conversation. You know, as they say, go into your closet. Your closet can be your car driving down the highway with your eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying for nobody to kill me, you know, while they're praying. But, you know, you can have a conversation driving down the highway. You know, spirituality is exactly, you know, in some aspects of, as what Lady Q said, you know, it's wherever you are, whether you're doing yoga, meditation, in your closet, whatever that closet may be, but in your own being. It's within you. It's something internal. You know, it's you know, we always say, you know, the spirit led me. Well, the spirit is inside. People are always talking about when we, you know, go home, when we finally cross over, when we die, you know, any words you want home going, whatever word you want to use, you know, they say the body has died, but the spirit is still living. It's an internal you know, thing, and that's where spirituality comes from. We are, you know, the three of us, yes, we're religious, but we're spiritual about it.
Mm-hmm.
We are in our being. We're in our core. That's who we are, you know, and I don't, you know, neither one of us, before we set this show today, you know, talk to each other about our own individual beliefs. So everybody's hearing this also from our mouths to each other for the very first time. But, you know, neither one of us even talked about, you know, when it comes to reading the Bible. I mean, we can be spiritual and still read the Bible. We can actually probably, we might even know the Bible better than somebody who's in church.
Exactly.
Just saying. I mean, I do know some people who are religious and spiritual, and I can now go, well, somewhere in the Bible, it says blah, 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 blah. But I can tell you that, I mean, I'm not saying that, okay, I can quote every single scripture and book, but I have a general idea. But at one point, I will admit, I could quote every single wherever something is because I do have a minor religious studies. Okay, well, that was, you know, I got that because I have an HR background, so that was very helpful when I was doing human resources. Because when you're doing counseling type of work and you're dealing with various different people from different walks of life and religious background, let me tell you, that religious degree helped me out when I had somebody come in here, you know, into my office back in the day who was a Muslim or, you know, Buddhist or, you know, had the house of prayer. You know, when they were talking about something, I knew what they were talking about versus me going, you know what, can I get back to you? You know, because I didn't know what you're talking about because all I knew, I mean, most people, all you know is Christian, Baptist, and Protestant. And then, of course, you know, no offense to any Jehovah Witness that's listening. No offense. But most of us grew up, you know, and y'all know I'm telling the truth, most of us grew up with, if a Jehovah's Witness came to the door, our parents told us to shut up. You know, don't say anything. And, you know, I was like, why? What's the big deal? But, you know, those are the types of religions that most people know about, but there are others out there and other ways to worship and be one with our Christ.
Absolutely. So,
I believe,
yeah,
there are more connections in spirituality than separations. You know, a lot of religious institutions kind of like to separate themselves from the other, or, you know, one will say the truth. Like, for instance, Jehovah's Witness, since we brought it up, you know, they say that they speak the truth, or some of the other ones, you know, and I think, down to it, it's all a spiritual connection with a being higher than yourself. That is one of my most favorite things that my most favorite person, Oprah, says, is it's all just about believing and feeling something higher than yourself and truly becoming one with that being and understanding and feeling the love from that being and having love for that being. And it's all the same thing, no matter what religion you're, if you're, you know, praising Buddha or Allah or Jesus, it's all just about believing in something higher.
I have a question for you too. Okay, you know, we've been talking about sexuality and spirituality, and basically we've been saying that pretty much they're one thing. You know, they're really, and they're connected so wholeheartedly. They're, you know, we've talked on how sexuality is so many different levels. It's not just the physical, intimate level between a man and a woman, but it's on so many different levels. My question to you, too, is when you're out here talking to your family members or your friends, and we all know these types of conversations come up, how, let's say that you're talking to someone, one of your family members or a friend, who's very religious, and also talks about, and then somehow sexuality gets in there, and they're going, they're like, no, you're not supposed to have sex before marriage. How do you handle those types of, that can be a controversial conversation if you let it, but how do you approach your opinion? How do you get your opinion across so that they can maybe understand the other side, so to speak?
You just let them know, like, this is 2012, and you're going to live your life the way you want to. Everybody grew up in different times, and we all have our own opinions and our own ways of living life. Just like me right now, I'm living with my fiance and we're on our way to get married, and that's just my choice. And a lot of people is probably like, oh, wow, they lived together before marriage or whatever. And I don't believe in shacking up, but it just happens to be this way. So, you know, sometimes in life we don't choose what happened. It just happens that way. And you just explain it to them. We all have our own situations and got to work with what we have.
Okay, Lakey, before you answer, I'm going to bring on TL. Good evening, darling.
Hey, what's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful. How are you? So you want to comment on our topic this evening?
Yeah, I mean, it's a deep conversation. I mean, and every time you bring it up with people, I mean, it really gets so touchy. You know, and that's probably one of the reasons I generally try to stay away from talking to people about it. I mean, we believe what we believe, you know, because that's us. You know, nobody can tell you or force you into believing the way they believe, you know. And, I mean, at the end of this life, you're going to pay for your sins. You're going to pay for your life, you know, the way it's meant to be paid, you know. And it comes down to, I guess, one's interpretation, because I mean, you get so many people that try to quote all of the different scriptures and stuff towards you, you know, as if they sat down and memorized these specific, you know, scriptures to get at you, you know. But it's not like they go through the entire, you know, the entire page, entire book, you know, and all of that, you know. And I mean, if you could sit down and tell me that outside of memorizing these scriptures, you actually walked and talked exactly the way these books say, you know, and this is going Quran, this is going for, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses, this is going for King James Version. If you can tell me that you 100% live the way this Bible said that you should live, then you can question me on the things that I do, you know, the way I talk, the way I dress, or anything like that. But if you can't, you know, because, you know, past few years, you know, you done found religion, you know, and you want to shove it down my throat, don't mean that I'm going to be a willing participant, you know, and be dictated upon. You know, that's go ahead.
You hit it right on the nail, TL. That's exactly what Lady Q and Katie and I have pretty much been talking about the last almost, wow, lady, 45 minutes. The exact same thing. It's about the fact that, you know, whether it's sexuality and or spirituality, you know, we can't change who, you know, the person, but, you know, they are intertwined. And, you know, while you're up here, I want you to give the audience a male perspective. We were talking about, you came on with the spirituality, but earlier we were talking about sexuality and how, I'm going to let Lady Q ask that question because I don't want to word it wrong, you know. Lady Q, ask him the question you asked me and KD earlier.
Okay, does being Christian or religious, whichever you prefer, keep you from being a freak in the bedroom behind closed doors?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm going to say it like this. God gave me my wife 20-some years ago, right? Everything that we do is between us. You see, and I didn't see nowhere in there when the preacher was giving us, you know, that long sermon. You know, you got to take the little counseling before you get married. They whisper a couple of words at you and all that. Nowhere in there did he say y'all can't get in y'all bedroom and experiment. Nowhere did he say y'all can't go in y'all bedroom and, you know, spice it up, you know, take it to that next level. You know, nowhere in there did he say it. He just said that, you know, y'all are to y'all, you know. So, I mean, she ain't bringing in no dude to say, hey, let's get down. I ain't bringing in no chicken to say, hey, let's get down. This is us, between us. So, no, I don't think it does. But what I think a lot of people try to look down on is they own fears and insecurities, and they hurry up and throw it on religion. Well, the Bible said, you know, and they come up with the different things that the Bible said, and I don't care how many times you read it, you still don't find it in there. You even try to mix up, you know, a couple of verses and try to put a couple of verses together, and you still can't find the different things they come up with. You know? So, no, I don't think it does.
as a matter of fact, onto your point, I was doing a little research before the show, and I actually found a book in the Bible where they're actually talking about sex, where a couple is talking about enjoying sex. And this came from a pastor. There's a pastor down here in South Carolina where I live called Pastor Perry Noble, and he did a sermon that was several weeks about sex in the church. And it was controversial, got a lot of news time because people are like, what? I can't believe this pastor is up there talking about sex in the church. But, of course, he's
talking
about
sex. They got to have sex. They got to have kids.
Exactly.
Hello, people.
Exactly. The one thing that we all have in common is we all got here because of sex. That is just a fact. Biology, it is what it is. And so he, you know, just was talking about that. And, of course, he was talking about it in a marital sense. He is still a pastor. But, you know, we're, like Nikki said earlier, we're all not angels. We've all, you know, done what we've done. But he talked about in Song of Solomon, you know, where the couple in that book, throughout the entire book, are talking about enjoying each other in a sexual sense and loving the feeling that it brings to each other. And, you know, when I was reading that, I had never read that before, and I didn't know that. And I was reading it, and I finished, and I thought, well, all this time, I'm thinking, you know, the way people talk in church is like it's a big no-no. You know that they say you only do it when you get married, and that's pretty much all you ever hear. That's pretty much the end of the conversation. But it would be, I think it would be a benefit to a lot of people to be less closed off in our church setting, in our religious settings, about sex and have an open and honest conversation, of course, amongst adults, but starting with our youth as well so that they understand what is going on and, you know, and what the Bible actually says about it, you know, the truth about sex, not something that's scaring kids, you know, enough with the hellfire and damnation. Don't scare people, because when it comes down to it, we are humans and we have feelings and emotions and, you know, things that are happening with our bodies, and so we're going to, you know, feed into that. And so I think the church would be a benefit to talk about it more in a more open way.
But you know why that won't happen? You know why that won't
happen?
Because people are afraid of admitting that we're human. It makes no difference what it is, you know, in the way we try to dress it up. Oh, I've been saved for 30 years, or I've been saved all my life and all of that. To sit down and talk about this one thing that we all definitely have in common, we'll be admitting that we're nothing but human. That is it.
Yep.
You know, okay,
exactly.
You're talking about, you know, you got the grandparents. Oh, I've been in the church all my life. I've been in church all my life. But no matter how you do the arithmetic, you know, moms was born, you know, whoop out the damn years before their marriage. So, okay, yeah, granny, you've been saved all of these years, but you weren't married when you had mama. You know, so
exactly.
How you going to break down to me and tell me that sex was bad, you know? And before mama got here, you had uncle, and you had other uncle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to break down that reality that we human. No, we can't walk it as Jesus walked. We can't teach the way John taught. We can't come back to life like Lazarus or nothing like that. But the reality is that, again, at the end of all of it, it's based on our interpretation. I read the Bible, and I'm going to read, and I'm going to do, you know, what it's saying in there to the best of my ability, the same as you're going to do. I'm going to make the same mistakes. I'm going to make the same way you're going to make the same mistakes you're going to make. But now I can't hide my mistakes behind the fact that I helped the old lady cross the street and look down on your mistake.
Yep.
Oh, but see, you know, the Bible said that you're supposed to help those, and I just helped that lady cross the street. The Bible said you're supposed to give to everybody that bag of you, and I just gave that man 50 cents. But I saw you when you got drunk that night. You know, and that's what people do,
mm-hmm.
and they become so hypocritical, and because they become so hypocritical, people shun it. I haven't been to church, you know, for, you know, a while. I go to church, you know, every often on, you know, when I really get that feeling that I need to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as me and God, I talk to God on a regular basis.
And that's what we were talking about earlier, is the fact that, you know, you can be spiritual, spirit, which is, you know, part that one word of spirituality, spirit. And we all have it inside because, as NTL, like you said, everybody, when you leave this world, the body is here, but our spirit is still going. So, you know, it's spirituality. You have that connection. We have one. We have another caller who wants to chime in from 619. I do believe that this is Jenna Love, one of our first couple of guests back in May. Jenna?
Yes, me.
Yes, you. Hey, darling. How is old Cali? How's California? It's hot, and it's been hot over here on the East Coast. If you've been watching the news, we've been having a nice little heat wave. But before, I want to get all in that. Chime in, tell us what's your thoughts, hon, your opinions, your questions, whatever you want.
Well, actually, I have a quick question. I was listening to the whole show, and my question is, I have a thing. I used to confront people, or like in the past, people that I dated and stuff, and let them know that I was bisexual. And it seems like some in the past, they would just go, oh, you're not supposed to do that. How are you bisexual? But you go to church and whoop, whoop, whoop. So it's like, should I still be honest with them? Or should I just don't say nothing at all?
I said be you.
Exactly. Yeah.
As long as you're being honest with yourself, that's all that matters. You love you, you be honest with yourself.
Yeah, because you know what? None of us and nobody out there is a judge and jury. You live your life, you want to live your life. And
right,
like, you know, because at the end, the only man or woman or whoever, I mean, because everybody believes something different, but whoever is at that pearly gates, if it is pearly gates, I haven't died and come back to let y'all know, but whoever is at pearly gates, that's going to be your judge, jury, and lawyer. But right now,
right,
you live your life. You love you, and you be you, and you live within who you are. You're the one who has to live in that body of Jenna Love. You're the one who has to go day to day. You're the one who has to take care of your kids, your family, you. And no matter who's out here, Tom, Dick, or Harry, Sue, Mary, or Jane, they're out there. You take care of you, Jenna. You love you. And you know what? You pray to your God. Do what it says that you said, that what you believe, and you keep on going. None of us listeners have to report to anyone but us and the person that we believe in. Whether if you're Native American and you believe in the Great Spirit, whether you're Christian, Jehovah Witness, you know, Muslim, and you know, Buddha, Allah, Jesus Christ, God, I mean, y'all help me out here because there's so many different names. But, exactly. Whatever he or she, because some people do believe there's a she, so we got to point that out. I ain't trying to be biased on nothing.
Yeah.
Whatever it is or whoever it is, the main point, ladies and gentlemen, that I think my co-host and I and our guests that have come up on the phone and talk, our main thing that we've been trying to tell y'all is to be you, to love who you are, to respect yourself, to start with our children and their youth as their babies. Call what the body parts are what the body parts are. Give them reaffirmation, confirmation when they are little, saying, you're beautiful, you're handsome, you're gorgeous, you will be somebody. You love you first, and do not ask for confirmation out there on the street. Do it in the house. So when those women and those men that will soon be men and women get outside, they will love who they are and will respect who they are, and they will know how to be able to merge spirituality and sexuality, however, which way ever they choose to do it in. I think I summed up this show in like a minute.
Well, I have a quote that I go by. And
tell it to us. Maybe we might want to use it.
My quote is, if you can't love yourself, who will?
Amen.
That's my quote. Ooh.
Amen. Hey, what was that quote I used a couple of – exactly. What was that? And that kind of goes with that other quote that I used a couple of weeks ago. Remember, ladies? Jenna, you told me that you asked me to
say it again. I can't remember it, but I
have to quote it. I remember it was when you're in the mirror, say something about loving you, wasn't it, or something like that? Mm-hmm. The face, when you look at your face. Oh, God. I can't remember. But whatever it was.
Something about the mirror. I can't remember.
Yeah. But that's basically what you just said is basically also what I said. It was like loving yourself first. That's something that's kind of how it went. But that's all it is. You can, in our opinion, you can have spirituality and sexuality together. We do know there are people out here who say, no, you can't. Yes, you can, but this is my opinion. I am not trying to tell anybody out here. Nobody go out here and try to, you know, quote me or anything. It's my opinion, Nikki Outlaw's opinion of
what. I remember what your quote was. I remember what your quote was.
What was it?
It was when you look in the mirror, check yourself and check your face.
That's what it was. I know it was something that kind of could relate for tonight. But you know, yeah, we have to do that. Before we only have a few, we have one more minute or two, so I'm gonna defer and go over to Katie. Katie, any last things you want to talk about on this topic?
Only thing I have to say to everybody is that the only person that could judge you is the Lord. That's the only person you worry about. Other than that, live your life, be positive, be the best that you can be each and every day. And we're all human beings, and we're going to make mistakes. Amen.
Lady Q. Amen. Lady Q.
I co-sign everything she just said. That was actually going to be the answer to my question. That is what I tell people, you know. When the last time you cut yourself, and when you cut yourself, what happened? You bled. You're a human being. And so, therefore, it is what it is. You live your life the way you can. Of course, you do it to the best of your religious abilities, whatever your affiliation. But in the end of the day, we're human. We make a mistake. And my God is a forgiving God. And so, there it is.
Amen.
All right. Amen. And our chairman, the chairman of Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, what do you want to tell these wonderful listeners that we have?
Man, listen to these smart ladies. They done said everything that I can say to y'all. I mean, you can only be you, and if you walk around worried about what people think and how people going to judge you and you spend your life on eggshells, you will never get to enjoy this first time around, because I don't know nobody that came back to tell me you've been here more than once. Enjoy yourself this first time.
I totally agree. Ladies and gentlemen that was on the phone and listening to us via website, you have been listening to Baby Mama Talk each and every Tuesday. Please tune in to us from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And on Wednesdays, you can listen to The Chairman on The Grind on Wednesdays. Definitely tune in. Love his show. And then you can listen to my girl, Catrice, on The Raw on Thursdays. We love you. Support your local come up, and we thank you. We love you. Peace, people. Love you. See you next Tuesday. Baby Mama Talk is out.
Deuces.